The most tender passage of the entire Bible is contained in the gospel we just heard, where Jesus tells us that he came into this world to tell us, his followers, about his Father in heaven. He told them they could call the Father by that most intimate term, Abba, which means daddy or mother. He told them that the Father is a passionate lover, an indulgent parent, willing to risk her life for the children. And now finally, in his last discourse to the apostles at the Last Supper, Jesus speaks about the Father as a friend. As the Father loved Jesus, so Jesus loves us, his disciples. And he says, we no longer are called slaves or servants, but from now on we will always be called friends. The love of the Father for Jesus and the love of Jesus for us, his followers, the love of God for all of humankind is ultimately what we would call the love of friendship. Friendship, that kind of love that is the most noble, the most generous, the most sustained of all the human affections that we discover in our life. Not even between husband and wife. Even between husband and wife, the sexual passion will ebb unless it is continually sustained by this deeper, stronger, richer tie of what we call the love of friendship. Just think back over your life for a moment of the various kinds of friendships that you have enjoyed. The children that we played with when we were little children, the classmates that we walked to school with, the teenage crowd that we hung around with, or later on, the intimate confidant with whom we would share our fears, our worries when we were young adults. Then, our spouse after we were married, and perhaps also a colleague or a co-worker with whom we could always relax, or the teacher who provided us not only with knowledge and ideas, but also was able to stimulate that important element of our life called our imagination. Now, all of these human friendships, without which human life would be impossible, all of these human friendships are sacraments. They are sacraments. That is to say, they are all revelations of the nature of the intimacy that does exist between God and us. All the friendships we have ever had in our life are sacraments. They reveal the nature of the intimacy that does exist between God and us. And of course, we probably ask now in almost disbelief, is that what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel? Does he really claim to be a friend like that? Living in spirit, in our heart, in that kind of intimacy, so that he's always there, someone with whom we can talk at any time, anywhere, about anything, knowing there is no pretense required. In fact, it's not even possible, for he understands us better than we understand ourselves. He is always there, rock solid, whenever we need any kind of renewed hope, encouragement. He is the best friend. He lives within us in his risen spirit. Is that what Jesus means today, that this is what religion is all about? And if it is, then why do we permit ourselves to be so afraid? These are the kind of images that we need today more than any other time. And that is why all through this Easter season, the church continues to give us this kind of encouragement and reassurance, speaking about the Good Shepherd, the vine and the branches, that he lives in us and we live in him, as a branch inserted into the vine. We share his life, recognizing that Jesus, who stood on the seashore, laughed with the apostles as he ate fish with them after the resurrection. And now, finally, the description of our God as a friend. A friend who is passionate, permanent, persevering. It is almost as if the church would like to continue as long as possible the celebration of the Easter season, to persuade us that everything will be all right with that kind of friendship. That Jesus continues to be our friends in all of the ups and downs of our lifetime. There are, of course, different kinds of friendship. Few of us are ever able to sustain throughout a lifetime the friendships that we began way back when we were in grammar school. There are, for all of us, different gradations of friendship, different degrees of durability and commitment, intensity, involvement. If a marriage is also a friendship, which it must be, then it becomes inevitably a relationship of incredible strength and power. Since marriage is a lifelong conversation, then for God's sakes, marry a friend, someone with whom you can talk. In the Holy Gospel today, Jesus tells us that he is our friend. Just in the same way that he and his Father are friends. And that is his way of informing us that the most powerful, the most intense of all the human friendships we have is only a shadow, only a bare hint of the kind of friendship that Jesus and his Father has for us. Whatever friendship we have, how deep it might be, that friendship is just a hint or a shadow of the real friendship that our Father and our brother Jesus have with us. And the invitation Jesus gives us in the gospel today is that we should try to become friends with one another, as Jesus has become a friend to us. It would be a mistake, however, to think that Jesus wants us to establish some kind of an intense relationship with everyone we meet. We must remember that there are reasonable degrees of friendship. Even when Jesus invites us to be friends of each other, the way he is a friend to us, what he is talking about is not intensity. Rather, he's speaking about the generosity we should have with the friends in our lives. We should strive to be as generous in our friendships according to the limitations or the nature of those different kind of relationships. Generosity with a coworker or a colleague is not the same as the generosity we have with our spouse. What Jesus says, in effect, really is, I am generous with you in my friendship with you, and now I want you to be appropriately generous in the same way in all of the different kinds of friendships that you have yourself. The issue, then, is not that we should extend a vast network of friendships in our life. That would be impossible, physically, mentally, psychologically. We could never sustain them. But we can take the network of friendships that we already have and respond to the gospel invitation by making those friendships deeper, richer. In particular, those important critical friendships in our lives that we already have with our spouse, with our children, with our parents, the people who already indeed are so close to us. And on this Mother's Day, to become more aware of how our friendships are the greatest treasures in our lives. If we can count real friendships as many as the fingers in one hand, we are indeed fortunate. They are the most precious gift of our life. And to say then that each one of our friendships is a sacrament, a revelation of the intimate relationship between God and us. It is a secret hint of the friendship that Jesus has for us. It's not turning that into some kind of pious tool, but rather what we are saying is that it means that we should understand our friendship is so precious and beautiful, it is to be upgraded as one of the most valuable possessions that we have in life. And to see our friendships as part of this plan of love that God has created in the universe, that animates the universe, that keeps the world going around, as it were, that it is the spirit of the risen Jesus, the greatest of our friends, who comes to each of us in all of our friendships, in all the people who become our friends. He is our best friend who lives in spirit within our heart and within the hearts of the friends that we have.